And, you know, I wrote the song. You know what it's about? He's British, by the way.
That's really pretty good. He trailed off, started talking about something else, like politics and the wall.
He said,
and immigration.
We've been in a love affair with Mexico for years, for lifetimes, and now we want to build a wall? And that's all we got.
That's it. We never found out what it was about. But we sat with Eric Burden.
And he was the sweetest man.
We loved
him. With the most lovely wife. And he came out on that stage and he sounded amazing.
100%. So we want to say thank you for your years of support of our radio station. We've heard from some people today, and some people have already gone online that have literally donated for years to keep our radio station going. 7 years now. And again, kx935.com. Click KX Takeover at the top to make your donation. And we literally could not do this without our volunteers, our staff, our support, Ed, Alyssa, who works here, our 60 volunteers, our engineer, Scott, who I call every day.
Every day. We got to keep it going, people. It changes lives. Look at what it's done for all the people who've worked here.
Yeah.
And all the people who've sat in your chair, Tyler, exploded their careers, and people who have, you know, accomplished a dream by working at a radio station or gotten to the biz or have moved on doing something else, but have this little piece of history to carry on with them. It's changed my life.
Yeah.
So thank you for that.
Me too. Here we are.
And thanks to everybody for their support. And let's keep it going.
All right.
All right. We got to keep this radio station here.
Good job today.
Well, thank you, boss.
All right. It's KX93.5. See you later.
Once out strolling one very hot summer's day, when I thought I'd lay myself down to rest in a big field of tall grass. I lay there in the sun and felt it caressing my face as I fell asleep and dreamed. I dreamed I was in a Hollywood movie, and that I was the star of the movie. This really blew my mind, the fact that me, an overfed, long-haired, leaping gnome, should be the star of a Hollywood movie. But there I was. I was taken to a place, the Hall of the Mountain King. I stood high upon a mountaintop, naked to the world, in front of every kind of girl. There was long ones, tall ones, short ones, brown ones, black ones, round ones, big ones, crazy ones. Something crazy, she said. Do I take that girl? 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 I could feel hot flames of fire roaring at my back as she disappeared. But soon she returned. In her hand was a bottle of wine, in the other a glass. She poured some of the wine from the bottle into the glass and raised it to her lips. And just before she drank it, she said, take the wine, take that girl. Do the wine, take that girl. Do the wine, take that girl. Come on, come on, come on. Do the
Good morning. It's Julie Lawton from KX93.5. Happy Monday, everyone. Hope you had a wonderful weekend. We're here to raise money for KX93.5. Don't forget to go to the website, make it easy, www.kx935.com, or you can call in and talk to me directly on the air at 949-715-5936. But if you're bashful, you can call the back line and talk to Monica or Tyler or whoever answers the phone at the moment, and that's 949-715-4859. So again, we're here to honor and fundraise for the KX93.5 radio, offering local news and alternative rock and roll. Much needed in our wonderful community of Laguna Beach. So whoever would like to call in, also today, if you call in and you do donate, you will be matched. I'll match your donation up to $1,000 today. So anybody that calls in between 9 and 10, I'll match your donation. But if you just want to call, because that's okay too, I'll also here all hour to answer any design questions. So all the ladies out there that are thinking of doing a remodel, or all the guys, you have questions, you're not sure what to do, anything you want to know about remodeling, designing, building, any question you could possibly have, I'd be happy to answer it. So again, call me on the air at 949-715-5936, and I'm here for exactly 1 hour. I'm also going to give some shout-outs. We got the Chamber of Laguna Beach calling. That would be our wonderful, fabulous new executive director, Paula, calling. Going to talk to her in a little bit, and then I'm going to do a shout out for Shayna and Jim tomorrow with a little competition for their fundraising of $2,000 to be named the Silver Tongues. I'm going to do a little surprise later in the show, and I'll mention that in about 30 minutes. In the meantime, go ahead, give me a call, 949-715-5936. Thank you.
name it. I'm a little lover boy.
Good morning, Paula, my fabulous executive director.
Good morning, Julie.
So how are you this morning?
I am well, thank you. Up bright and early, much like yourself.
I know, we're early birds. It's fun. And I understand you had the same dining experience this weekend as me. I must have missed you by like 30 minutes at the brunch.
I know, indeed. We both had brunch with Chef Craig over at Ocean at Main. But I wanted to tell you, before we move on a little bit further, my husband and I watched Dirt last night, the docudrama or whatever on Motley Crue.
Oh.
So in keeping with your rock and roll theme this morning, I thought I'd mention that.
Yes, isn't it fun? Because I have a colorful past in my rock and roll history, including my love of music since I was born in 1962. But of course, I don't look it. But but rock and roll is where it's at. That's it. But
indeed.
So what did you have to eat at the brunch? I was curious.
Well, I'm embarrassed to admit that I had a really healthy helping of steak and eggs.
Oh, there you go. Because that's my normal breakfast. I usually have T-bone, steak and eggs, believe it or not. But I had the burger and I loved it. It was juicy and fabulous. So and Craig was there and he was all, he talked to everyone. So it was so nice to see him and all that good stuff. But so anyway, I saw you went hiking too. And this weekend I went golfing and I planted organic vegetables in my garden. So I got a lot done in this first spring weekend.
Good, good.
It's fun. So let's talk about what's going on at the Chamber with the new events coming up, because we got the State of the Union, but you have the dates better, so why don't you tell us?
Yeah, for sure. So we have a couple ribbon cuttings this week. Two of our new Chamber members, Fonte Day Spa with Laguna Beach Aesthetics on Wednesday night, and then on Thursday night, Coast to Coast Art Gallery. But our major events coming up are State of the City Mayor's Luncheon. That's on May 2nd at the Montage. We're bringing back the best ever event, golf tournament, on July 1st, and that's at the Aliso Viejo Country Club. July 5th, we have our annual night at the pageant. We still have tickets available for that. So if you want to get your tickets now, that's great, because we are getting to the point where we're not going to be able to seat large groups together. So now's the time to buy those tickets. And, of course, the fabulous Taste of Laguna on October 3rd.
Right. And Tyler was just on talking about the Taste and the rock and roll event that we'll have as well. So we're excited about combining music with the food this year, so it's going to be amazing. But everybody can just keep in touch through the Chamber website. So I was going to mention also that if you're not a Chamber member, call the Chamber, you know, at 949-494-1018. But if you are a Chamber member and you call in today, I'll match your donation.
I will officially, as Paula, not as a Chamber exec, donate my $500 today.
Okay, that's $1,000, Tyler and Monica. I'm going to match that. So here we go. Woohoo! I think for the first donation of the day. So that's it. I hear the bell ringing. That's a good one. I love it. Woohoo! You're getting applause from Tyler. So amazing.
Well, you know, Tyler knows that I've been a supporter of the radio station since almost day one, not quite day one, but almost day one. And in my works with Boys and Girls Club over the last 10 years and have gotten fairly close to both Monica and Tyler at different levels at different times in their lives, and delighted to see that the union of the two of those. So
yes, it's exciting. It's been a busy, hectic month with the announcement of Monica's pregnancy and of a girl and the marriage. So we're all very excited. It's just amazing. And then we have the newly remodeled radio stations all changed. And
the newly remodeled chamber office, thanks to Julie Lawton Design as well.
Thank
so,
you very much.
Julie, you're a great community member, and you definitely give back. You know, we have a lot of successful people in this community. You're one who leads with success and gifts and altruistically.
Yes, and so, I think that's what it's about, because, you know, it's all comes around, goes around, and it is time to give back anytime. I mean, everybody, it's a part of the circle of life, as I call it, and the karma. So it's, you know, I love Laguna. I've been here since 1991. It's just, Laguna's magical. It's my home, so that's it. So I love it.
And yeah, well, you're a great ambassador for our city, so thank you.
Thank you. You're very welcome. So on to the next topic would be, what else can we tell people about the chamber? Because also remember the thing with KX, they're going to offer every new chamber member 1 month free of advertising on the radio. So if you're a new chamber member, don't forget to take advantage of it, because we had our nice luncheon last week. Breakfast, media breakfast. And that was a nice announcement for Tyler and Monica. So if you're new in town, you have a new business, you get 1 month free of advertising to promote your business. So don't forget. And contact us at the chamber, or, you know, Monica and Tyler here. But you can go ahead and give all the information for the chamber, Paula, and your information again.
Yeah, for sure. So if you want to become a chamber member, you can either call us at 949-494-1018 or lagunabeachchamber.org, or you can send an email to info@lagunabeachchamber.org. Those are the three best ways to immediately start your membership here at the Chamber. And just a reminder that you don't have to be new in town to get those offers available to you. If you are a new Chamber member, those offers will be available as well, whether you've been in town, you know, 5 years or 5 months or 5 weeks. I believe that offer is extended to everybody who becomes a brand new Chamber member. So it's a value add. You know, a lot of things we do behind the scenes that people don't know about and are unaware of, we are active in government affairs for parking issues, tax issues that are business favorable. So oftentimes when people say, well, what do I get for my chamber membership? You know, what are you going to do for me? Well, we are at the forefront of government affairs. That's what we really, our main focus is. And yes, you get a ribbon cutting and mentions on our website and other invitations to ribbon cuttings and breakfasts and mixers and all that stuff is available to you at a discounted rate, which is insignificant, $10, $15. But what's really behind the scenes is what you don't see, and that is all that communication with our city officials and Visit Laguna and us have a great relationship. So it's, you know, there is a bigger picture item here that people don't see, and they can't actually have a tangible value put to it, but it is the bigger picture, and that's really what our mission is about.
Yes, and it's good to announce that, because most people don't get it, because we're the driving force behind, you know, what's your CUP going to be? Is it going to be easier to get your permit this year, hopefully next year? We're working on the parking. We're working on the historical building. It's all that massive effort to make it easier to do business in Laguna, more fun. So and then we have board members like myself who are at City Hall literally every day, if not every week, and I can answer questions. And we have Norm, the legendary, knowledgeable person of the planning department. I mean, we have so many assets just on the board, including Hasty, everybody that's involved, that we can answer questions all day long. So call us, you know, it's, you know, call us or email us. So the chamber's your go-to information.
Right. That's, you know, and as I said, it's much like Tyler and the radio station, we are forced first and foremost to be a fundraising organization because we are not funded through tax dollars. So, you know, if you are not a chamber member, if you are not supporting your chamber cannot support you. So it's, you know, it's something to remember when you're wondering what value add will the chamber give my business. Much like I said, there's a lot of things you don't see. And
And getting connected, because once again, like my thing is, get out there, show up to a mixer, talk. If you don't get yourself out there physically, you won't actually know, because everybody, you know, if you're just sitting and talking. But even the businesses that have been in town for 30 years, you know, rejoin, come to some mixers. We're offering so much more this year and for 2020. It's just simply amazing. And like I said, we're a wealth of information and support. including how to market your business, how to do your business, anything you want to know. You know,
we got such good feedback after the breakfast meeting last week. You know, I had people call my office, people posting on our Facebook page about how wonderful they thought that meeting was and how informative. And if you're not a chamber, these are our chamber members posting. If you're not a chamber member, you need to become a chamber member. So new businesses and old businesses alike are finding value, even when, you know, they don't know they're finding value.
Exactly. And like I said, come to a mixer. It's fun. Laguna Beach is happening, man. It's a place to be.
Yep. So what are you playing next, Jules?
Well, my next song, believe it or not, I started with my Stevie Ray Vaughan rock and roll. So my next song is AC/DC, Back in Black, because that's what I blast in the morning, you know, at 6 a.m. I like to wake up, you know, fast, just like I work fast. So we're going to play one of my favorite songs from my high school days when I was a drummer.
Awesome. Well, I will be tuning in.
Thanks a million, Paul, and we'll see you at the chamber.
Yeah, you betcha.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye.
I've been too long, I'm clear.
Good morning again. It's Julie Lawton from KX93.5 Radio here in Laguna Beach. We are having a wonderful Monday morning. It's finally spring. I don't know about you, but I spent the weekend gardening, golfing, and sitting in the sun. It was wonderful. I had a jam-packed weekend of springtime activities and no work. Thank God. It was good. So anyway, I was talking to Ed, my favorite DJ, who's sitting right across from me, and he wants me and Paula, you're still listening, to come in on his morning show. So you might hear from me and Paula this week or next week on Ed's morning show. We can rehash stuff, what we're doing in Laguna. So Paula, put that on your calendar one morning at 7 a.m. and text me later. But we are officially invited to do the morning show because Ed thinks I have the coolest songs. Rock and roll. You know, I crank this stuff every day in my car. All my clients know it too, and all the guard gates and all the communities hear me coming. So it's kind of funny. So now, today, we're here to raise money for KX93.5, the favorite Laguna Beach news and alternative rock. And the phone number to call me on the air is 949-715-5936. But if you're bashful, call the back line, 949-715-4859. And otherwise, just go to the website, www.kx935.com. So we're here to do the fundraising for the year. So give us a call, go online, let me know. And I'm here. So other than asking me questions about what you could do for design, I have my driver here, Kevin. If you see me riding around town every day, you'll see I have a driver. And why do I have a driver? Because I believe in safety. I stopped texting and driving years ago. Texting and driving is bad, and no one's allowed to text and drive in my world. And my driver, Kevin, gets to see me in my mobile office every single day. We start at 6:30 in the morning, hit the road, and I do my breakfast, snack, and lunch in the car. So it's kind of funny. I have my mobile office all set up, but my driver, Kevin, is here. He's going to say hi.
Hello, good morning, everybody. My name's Kevin Iskiak. Don't even try saying that last name. I know it's super hard to say it. If you're wondering, it's Mayan. But yeah, well, wish you guys a very good day.
Kevin is from way down south in just tell me where you're from.
I'm from LA, practically, from in Hawthorne, California. I don't know if you guys are familiar with like Hermosa Beach, Manhattan Beach, or Redondo Beach. I used to work in that area as an AC guy.
Yeah, so he's in the trade. So he came to me from someone who is familiar with construction. So as my driver, he kind of knows what's going on. But he is right next to me all day, keeping my world safe. And what's it like to work for Julie Lawton? Ha ha, don't say anything bad.
Well, every day is exciting, you know. It's something new every day.
Do I swear a lot?
Oh, man.
Do I ever say swear words?
Every once in a while. It's okay, though.
It's funny. But what do we do all day long? The first thing we do is...
turn up the radio.
We blast it. Nobody knows when they call, they have to turn the radio down. It's blasting. And the other day, I almost crack my speakers, but it was the end of the day. We needed wake-up time. So between that and my morning coffee, the afternoon is turn it back up, you know. So that's the main thing. But otherwise, we have lots of people in town that support the radio and listen to it. All the contractors I know and all my workers that work in town listen to the radio. I have over 30 employees tuning in regularly and this morning, so that's always fun. But again, if you want to ask me any questions about design, you're welcome to call. I know it's Monday morning, it's early, but we have the phone number again is 949-715-5936. And if you don't want to talk on the air, you can call 949-715-4859, the back line. And in a few minutes, I might even have my husband join me on the air, but we'll see about that because we're working and it's Monday morning. We'll see who shows up. I also wanted to mention some fun other things to do besides the chamber events. We have a city-hosted open for construction workshop coming next Friday, April 5th. That's from 1 to 3 p.m. at the City Council Chambers. Dennis Bogle and the staff over there put this together, and it's a yearly event that helps the local community recognize what's going on with some of the buildings that weren't built quite safely enough, and they're not definitely not earthquake proof now. So we're going to have people there. Jerry Myers will be there for the safety. He's the head of the volunteers for the case of the disaster. Simpson Strong Tie people are there. The Inner West Architectural Structural Engineers will be there. But anyway, it talks about the buildings we have in town that do need to be retrofitted and fixed to be safe. Those are the buildings that, like in Northridge, that fell down because there's basements below and non-structural walls below them. They're just sitting on sticks, basically. So all those buildings need to be addressed, talked about. It's a great way to get realtors up to speed on what buildings are selling, and then owners of buildings to recognize, you know, what's going on in with their building, because again, it's of safety. We don't get the big earthquakes down here, but we get a little rock and roll rattle from them when it does happen. Anyway, it's good. Also, the chamber, you know, since we have myself and a couple other people on there, we have just a wealth of knowledge about what your building is as far as rated for this, you know, what can you do to your building. What if you want to remodel it? You want to pull a permit? What can you do? What you can't do? Is it historical? What does historical mean? What does the Coastal Commission mean? All those questions. Now we have board members like myself and other members of the board that are so knowledgeable that you could call and literally ask any question, and we can walk you through it, give you some information, or tell you how to find it on the city's website. Of course, go to the city's website too, but sometimes you just need a little help because it's overwhelming. Because once you get to the city, you know, I'm there every day. It's easy because we do it every day and ask the same questions every day. But if you have questions like that, you know, you can use the chamber for that kind of information. So the main thing is sharing information, keeping in touch. Keep in touch with your chamber. Call us about anything, you know. Same with KX. We're trying to keep everybody tied together, you know, networking, basically. Joining the radio station, advertising on the radio station. Information is power, man. Knowledge is power. So on that note, we do have another song coming up, and let's see if anybody can guess what it is. Let's see. It's rock and roll. The initials are VH. Here we go. Yeah. Happy Monday morning. Again, hope everyone's awake. That's seriously the music I listen to every morning, along with more music that you'll hear very soon. Anyway, my sister Jean Lawton's going to call. I have a sister. Her name is Jean. She has the same last name. It's funny. L-A-U-G-H-T-O-N. And she is a photographer. Her website is Jean Lawton Photography, and she actually lives on a ranch in South Dakota, and she's a rancher. What's funny is that both of us are in male-dominated industries, which I found interesting. We both did it sort of by accident. Well, not really accident, of course, but it's funny because she's a total rancher. So here she is. She's calling. We're going to talk to her in a minute. Hi, Jean.
Oh, my God. I thought maybe I'd have to disguise myself.
No, you don't, because I already announced your name and your website. So now you're live on the air. So here we go. And no swearing. Ed's laughing. Ed's like us. He's older. He likes our music. He likes my music. It's all 80s, 70s, 80s rock and roll.
I know. It's just so funny. I thought I was going to ask a question and take the answer off the air, darn it.
Nope, you didn't. You're all live. So now you have to tell us where you're from and what are you doing today and what's the weather like in South Dakota?
Rainy and foggy and dense fog. And all the snow is melting and there's a lot of water and the rivers are out of the banks. But, you know, everybody's moving forward during calving season and mostly survived the bomb blizzard, whatever that inland hurricane was.
Yes, we had it in the form of rain. We're supposed to get rain Wednesday, but hopefully we won't have any more major rain. We have all the spring flowers here, so we're way ahead of you, but you're coming out of the winter, so at least you're coming out of the dreariness. And so did you ride your horse today?
Today, no, not yet. So I just, everybody's in the middle of calving season, so yeah, it's starting to feel different. The birds are chirping. It's starting to feel like the beginning of spring.
That's nice.
You know, things will get more positive. The grass will start to get more green, but, you know, it could still snow a lot, but they got a little bit farther, longer.
Well, we're almost there.
Go,
it's still, so. Yeah, it is. Well, technically, it's still March. It could snow in April. So you're coming out here next week to do some photographs of some of my fabulous jobs, which really are because I have fabulous clients. So I know you're going to come and photograph one of my jobs in Laguna and Newport. So I can't wait because my client that I did that house for in 34th Street, Lisa and David Miller, are amazing. And that house is actually finished and decorated by me. So you can talk a little bit about your photography and what you're doing with that and maybe the book you're going to do.
Well, my photography's mainly been sort of a tool to document where I've been in life. And after when I was living in New York City, being a casting director, I started going out west to take photos behind the scenes at rodeos, do portraits, kind of like old-timey kind of portraits with the old 4x5 camera. And then years of that led to me finally moving out here to the Badlands, South Dakota, kind of thinking that I would pit stop on the way to Los Angeles, possibly. And then 16 years later, I'm here at the kind of, you know, wrapping up a ranting chapter of full-on hardcore cowboying with the crew and, like, living back in time. And mainly my photography is for my personal use to document. I documented all the ranch work from horseback for years, and I have a series of large prints that show all the cowboying crew, and it sort of looks like, you know, the old days. So it's been, I guess, photography sort of leads me to interesting adventures in life. I didn't plan on being hit a song, but it worked out that way, and I'm glad I dove in. And then I do other photography, like helping you out with your stuff, which is a totally different thing. But, you know, I kind of enjoy it. It's very precise and straightforward. And it just gets me to another location to do something completely different for a few days. And, you know, mainly I documented a lot of Americana over the years, like old burlesque dancers and cowboys and old country western singers like little Jimmy Dickens and Katie Wells. So it's been a way to meet a lot of great people. So I look forward to coming back to Laguna because, geez, you know, who doesn't love to stare at the ocean and while you're working?
Exactly.
So
every day.
Good.
And then yeah, Hank, will, and your photographs, Hank William Jr. and all those Western dudes you hung out with briefly, that was kind of funny.
I didn't photograph Hank William Jr., but I did get to photograph Merle Haggard, which was fun. And, like, I love the old-timers like Kitty Wells and some of the really old guys from the Bob Wills, and got to be back behind the scenes at the Grand Ole Opry I guess it was back in the 90s before, you know, when it was still some old time.
Well, speaking of,
that was great.
Well, the radio station is alternative rock, but I know your friend Danny Glinch is one of your favorite people and your best friend. And I'm excited to hear that Danny Glinch is going to give one of your photographs to Bruce Springsteen. So what could be better than that? Your art will be hanging, your photography art.
Sure.
Well, it's been mentioned, so we're good with that. And I think that's exciting. But your friend Danny Glinch, and speaking of music, so spread the word about KX93.5, because today we're here to collect donations. So on behalf of the Lawton family, I'm going to make another donation of $500 for me and Gene. So we're going to note that down. So Gene and I are going to give, hey, we got the bell because we're giving big money here. The donation started at $25. So Gene and I are going to give $500 today to support the radio station, because we truly are rock and roll fans and music fans. And my sister was a little bit more into alternative rock back in the 60s, 70s. Well, we grew up in the 70s, but Jean had her hair purple, pink, and red and blue and all these colors. I remember in high school and college, she was into punk rock, man. She was the, speaking of, my sister has much more knowledge of music and what's going on today than I just stick to my classics, but I used to play the drums, the piano, and the bass violin, and my sister played the clarinet, the piano, and the violin, so we actually had our own band. It was hilarious. The neighbors hated us. That was before insulated windows. Remember, Jean?
I played the dorky instruments, but yeah, what are you going to play next?
What we're going to play next is the song we're going to play next is the theme song on my husband's cell phone that I didn't know he had on there before he married me, and is my theme song for his future wife, which is Ozzy's Crazy Train.
Okay, well, that makes a lot of sense. Okay,
talk to you later. Okay.
Thank you.
Welcome back, KX93 listeners. I hope you enjoyed that song. I love Ozzy Osbourne. I actually did not listen to Ozzy Osbourne when I was young. I only listened to him recently because my husband listened to him. And I just, it's amazing, the talent. I mean, actually, Ozzy's legendary. But when I was young, I listened to, of course, Led Zeppelin and, you know, Mick Jagger and AC/DC, you know, all that good stuff. But I'm going to play a little taste of all that anyway. So my husband's too chicken to come on the air, so I'm just going to talk anyway. So basically, I was going to talk about how I met him, and he has been with me probably for 20 years working with me, and no one really knows that, but I thought I'd mention that because everybody that knows this and all of our clients now know he's right by me the whole time, and we've been happily married since 2012, so we're almost like newlyweds. It's fun. But having someone behind you and supporting you every day with construction knowledge, because when I started being in the construction industry, it was way back when in 1985 in New York City, and I worked on 40-story high-rises, the big stuff. Big stuff, big corporate stuff, massive interior design, space planning. I was drawing 100,000 square foot offices. After I measured them, it was grueling. It was back in the days when hand drafting was done only. And I am a master hand drafter. So it's weird because I never became an architect, had no desire. I didn't want to build buildings or build high rises. But my drafting skill is major. And so when I became a contractor, I can't draw as much because I'm in the field. But becoming the contractor and having a little help from the field and the support, having someone that knows construction residential when I first started was a huge asset. But it's been a long, wonderful journey being in Laguna almost 25 years. I'm going to take a sip of my coffee. Whoops, wait a minute. Starbucks, got to have it. So anyway, again, the history of Laguna and the history of architecture, all combined with my knowledge of the history of architecture and life in general, I just love working in Laguna because every building has a story. I like preserving them. I like taking them and making them what they were. I don't care for ripping them down and doing new construction. I will do new construction, but I prefer to salvage it and, you know, bring it back to its glory. So those of you that have worked with me know that I'm a stickler of detailed design and I like to do it right. I like to do it bulletproof, solid construction. My team is the same way. We you know, we're fastidious sticklers about detail and, you know, solid construction. We don't cut corners. We're not inexpensive, but we're not overpriced. You know, it's that whole thing of do it right, use quality. You won't ever catch me using any substandard materials or MDF or particle board on anything. I have, you know, the same cabinet maker I've used for 25 years. The quality of those cabinets is, you know, made right here locally. You cannot beat it. It's, if you were to go get them from anyone else, they'd be thousands of dollars more because no one builds that way anymore. It's sad to see, but we stick to that pride in construction quality. So that's a little bit about me. Design, build, one-stop shop. If you have any questions ever, I'm always available. Like I said, you can reach out through the chamber if you have business questions on how to get a permit on that end commercially. But if you're a residential person, everybody knows you can always call. I always have advice. I'm actually writing a book about all my experience. That'll be coming out next year. It's taken a minute to write it. It takes time to do all that. In my little time I have, I do it on Sundays. But the book will be how to do it right the first time, what to do, what not to do, because there's many mistakes you can make in construction that aren't necessary if you just kind of stick to the blueprint, the plan, and you start with a plan and you work with good people and licensed people. So again, I'm always available for questions anytime you want. And right now, we're going to play a song that you would be surprised, but my favorite song person, songwriter, singer, believe it or not, that is timeless to me is Frank Sinatra. And this is one of my favorite songs. Makes me happy. I play it during my dinner hours. Here we go. Little Frank, Blue Eyes.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand.
In other words, baby, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you.
Welcome back to KX 93.5, and I'd like to say I love Laguna Beach. So again, gratitude, thankfulness, love this city, love living here, love all my clients. It's been a wonderful run. Looking forward to more years of Laguna history, making history as far as the homes, putting them back. That's my thing, putting the homes back in order. You know, there's a lot of remodeling going on. It has to be done right. It's nice when you see it done right. And it's nice to survive a remodel without a headache too. So that's my other little thing about my book. It's how to survive the remodel, not have a nightmare, because there are ways to actually end up in one and not know you've done it till it's too late. So there's helpful hints, and I'm always available for questions. So again, here today we're here to raise money for KX 93.5, because we want the radio station to live on forever as well. And the radio station gives local news and cutting-edge music, alternative music, and keeps in tune with the young people, the 18-year-old to 30-year-old, you know, up-and-coming community and future homeowners and future residents. So we want to give the support. So don't forget to give your calls to 949-715-5936 if you want to be on the air with me. Otherwise, the office back line is 949-715-4859. Call anytime today. If you call during the hour, during my hour, I will match your donation. So just give us a call. I'm going to be here for a couple more songs. So in the meantime, let me know if you have any questions about design. We're here. I'm here for two or three more songs, and I hope you're enjoying the day. So back to the architecture. My favorite architecture in Laguna, of course, is the cottages, but my real passion is the architecture done in the 20s and 30s, whether it be Mediterranean, like the Wallace Neff homes. There's a few similar styles to that, but Laguna is mostly the cottages and some turn of the century. So if you have one of those homes and you want to remodel it, you need to, you know, really work with the right people that care about the architecture details and care about the quality, because remodeling is like surgery. It's like precision surgery. So it's important to do it right. So again, we're here to help. My husband and my head carpenter is here next to me, but he's not going to talk on the radio, but he's here in the room. And then we have my other head guy, Eloy. So all my clients know who these two gentlemen are. And again, I'm going to say thank you to them for working diligently. And we love Laguna. We love every project we've ever worked on. It's been a wonderful journey. And the most important thing is, again, this lovely community, staying in touch, staying informed, and getting out there and, you know, communicating, helping others. Information is power. Knowledge is power. So basically, for the next song we're going to play, I thought it'd be fun to go back a little bit farther in time and play my favorite Marvin Gaye song. Here we go.
Let your love.